the tippy top of 801 Grand to the basement of Uptown. It's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.
Nothing irritates or bores kids more when you and your wife want to talk about how we met and what was it like. They're like, back in the day. Who cares? I'm like, oh, we used to kiss all the time. Gross, Dad.
I'm with the kids. I don't want to hear about it.
No, I want to tell you my love story.
I don't think I want to know either. I've never been the sappy type.
It's a beautiful story.
Take your word for it.
But I was telling the kids about the first time, our first date, I went to your mom's house, you know, in Valley Junction, and I walked in, and my son just goes, what do you remember? And I said, you know what? I remember I walked through the kitchen, and then the living room, he said, to the older house in Valley Junction, it had no, you know, recessed lighting or anything like that. It was all lamps. It was all this, there was, oh, I'm like,
annoying.
It's dark in here. It's really? Darker than normal. Yes.
That's what you noticed.
I did. I just thought it's darker than a normal room.
Not the smoking hot lady, but the fact that she didn't have overhead lights.
Well, I noticed her. I'm talking about the living.
It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like it. You noticed her after you said it was dark.
Lights or something, I don't know that I would notice. I don't think so.
Unless they're weird. I don't know if I'd notice like the lack of them.
I also noticed that her TV was absurdly small. And then she
now
goes
that, yes.
And back back then, you know, before, you know, streaming became super popular, she I don't have cable. What? What do you do? Oh, I watch Cops.
I yeah. love her.
And America's my Most
wife,
Wanted.
My wife did not like, have cable either.
What? I didn't have cable.
I knew we were going to be at my house a lot.
I felt bad sometimes. I have to go back to my apartment now because sports is on. I love you very right. much. Right. Yeah. Catherine in Johnston said that when she walked into her now husband's place, the explosion of Hawkeye stuff. Everything from placemats to shower curtains, she knew right away what our fall weekends were going to consist of.
Yeah. Oh, yowza.
Yeah, my wife would say my Chicago Bulls bathroom.
Just the bathroom? Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
It was. I thought it was fine. No, I mean, you know, it had the rugs were Bulls, the soap dispenser was a Bulls logo. Yes.
Like your mom and your grandma knew you liked the Bulls, so they decorated your first bathroom for you?
No, I did it on my own, Tawny. Thanks.
No, I believe
I don't
you
think
did it
my
on your
mom
own.
Would have been like, oh, yeah, Bulls. No, she would not have done that.
Yeah, moms rarely get it right, to be honest.
I thought you liked the Detroit Pistons.
Exactly.
Well, when Jake and I first got back to, my boyfriend and I first got back together the second time, years after high school, he was a bachelor living on the South Side, and I was like, ooh, it's kind of dicey. I noticed where he lived first, so let's not even go there. Oh, there was boy. A really questionable...
South Side is fine.
Apologies to the South Side.
It was the massage parlor open at 2 o'clock in the morning with the really expensive cars that made me wonder. Anyway, they got busted later. Yeah, it's a great neighborhood.
That's convenient.
But
that's
what
right.
I actually noticed, he's a fish guy. He had fish tanks, and he loves like all the live plants in his fish tanks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was very humid in his apartment.
Oh.
Like you walked in, and it was so humid. I was like, oh wow.
All right, Jasmine in Des Moines. What'd you notice, Jasmine?
We were in our mid-20s, mind you, and he had an entire kind of what looked like a backsplash in his kitchen. It was just lined up with Bacardi bottles that were empty.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And you were not impressed?
It was kind of crazy.
You were not
I was intrigued more than impressed. So I was like, what? I've never seen anything like this before. Yeah.
Maybe it's the way the light shone through the window. You know?
Like a prism effect almost. Maybe. It gives a rainbow
right.
sort
yes.
of thing.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Did you say anything to him about it? And what did he say?
I asked him and he was like, I don't know. I just like the way it looks. It's different. So I was like, okay.
That's such a dude answer.
He's such a dude. Exactly. I was like, whatever. I'm not going to make it make or break us. So
yeah.
I just dealt with it.
Thank you, Jasmine. Have a good day. Appreciate the call.
Thanks so much.
Todd is in Stewart. All right, Todd, what was the first thing you noticed when you went to her place?
All her porcelain bongs.
Her porcelain what? I'm sorry?
Bongs, I think?
Bongs?
Marijuana bong.
Oh. I thought that can't be it.
Not bongs, bong, bro. Anyway, she didn't smoke, but she collected them. And I thought that was kind of cool, but she spent more money on that crap than finances for a relationship, so I had to end it.
She liked your collection more than she liked you. Sorry, man.
Hey, that's all right. Some people just have their ifs and wants, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
It's the not using them but collecting them that I love so much.
Yeah, well, I've personally never seen her using them, but you kind of wonder.
You know?
I was going to say, if they're there, somebody used them.
Yes.
Thank you, Todd. Have a good day. Appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
Using dad jokes to tell you about Star 102.5's phone number? Well, that's uncalled for. Nailed it. 515-280-1025.